Welcome to The Flash, where we dive deep into the day's top stories with a focus on clarity and insight. Today, we're unraveling complex issues from campus protests in the United States to international media and political dynamics. Join us as we explore the intricate balance between public order and protester rights, delve into the closure of Al Jazeera's operations in Israel amid escalating tensions, and reflect on the contrasting congressional runs emerging from the January 6th Capitol riot. A fascinating lineup of topics awaits, so let's get started. In the wake of George Floyd's tragic death, campus protests have become a focal point for discussions on civil rights and public safety. Rachel, you've been looking into this. What's happening on the ground?
Indeed, Wendy. Across campuses like Columbia University, the University of Arizona, and UCLA, we're seeing a wide array of police tactics in response to protests, particularly those against Israel's actions in Gaza. Mass arrests and the deployment of less lethal force have sparked debates on the balance between maintaining order and respecting protesters' rights.
So, are these tactics uniform across the board, or is there a variety?
There's significant diversity, Wendy. This reflects differences in training and the execution of crowd control measures. But it's not all criticism. Following the upheaval of 2020, some experts acknowledge that law enforcement has learned to exercise restraint and adopt a more measured approach to dealing with demonstrations.
That's quite the balancing act. How are universities managing their own protocols in this environment?
It's a mixed bag, Wendy. The line between adequate police involvement and overreach is thin, especially with the distinction between private and public institutions. Some campuses have their police departments, while others rely on local law enforcement, leading to varying outcomes. Recent events, however, have shown a trend toward emphasizing dialogue and ensuring safety while upholding free expression.
Interesting developments there. It seems like an ongoing process to refine approaches to campus protests. Thanks for the comprehensive update, Rachel. Moving on. In a striking political move, Israel has decided to close down Al Jazeera's operations within its borders. Sean, what can you tell us about the implications of this decision?
Wendy, it's a significant moment not only for media freedom, but also for the broader Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Israeli cabinet cited the necessity for immediate action, which signals not just a crackdown on Al Jazeera, but might also affect the dynamics of ceasefire negotiations with Hamas.
How do these developments play into the larger narrative of peace efforts in the region?
They add layers of complexity, Wendy. With Al Jazeera shut down, there's concern over how this might influence public perception and international understanding of the conflict. Meanwhile, ceasefire talks face hurdles, with accusations against Prime Minister Netanyahu of sabotaging diplomatic efforts. It's a delicate interplay between media, politics, and peace initiatives.
Indeed, a critical juncture for both media rights and the ongoing peace process. Thanks for shedding light on these intricate dynamics, Sean. Finally, let's pivot to a fascinating contrast in the American political landscape emerging from the January 6th Capitol riot. Eugene, what do we have here?
Wendy, it's a tale of two candidates. Harry Dunn, a defender of democracy during the Capitol attack, and Derek Evans, who participated in the riot. Both are running for U.S. House seats, representing stark political divides and the lingering impact of that day.
Such contrasting narratives. How are their campaigns being received?
It's a study in contrasts, Wendy. Dunn's campaign emphasizes voter protection and limiting corporate influence in politics, while Evans champions conservative ideals and Trump's agenda. Their runs underscore the deep divisions and ongoing polarization in American politics.
A striking representation of the complexities and divisions within our political systems. Thanks, Eugene, for bringing this to light. As we conclude this episode of The Flash, we're reminded of the intricate balance between maintaining order and respecting rights, the profound impact of media in geopolitical conflicts,
and the vivid divisions within political landscapes. Through dialogue, safety, and upholding core values, there lies a path toward understanding and resolution. Knowledge and Entertainment, on demand. Until next time.